提摩太前书第二章第八节到第十五节，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法黄金珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰，只要行善，这才是以自称是敬神的女人相宜。女人要沉静学道，意味顺服，我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人，只要沉静。因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃，且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱陷在罪里。然而女人若常存信心、爱心又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
1 Timothy 2:8, I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Likewise also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with that is proper for women who profess godliness with good works. Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet she will be saved through childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control.
很清楚的，这段圣经是在讲女人。
Very clearly, this passage is about women.
所以这段圣经在讲怎么样的女人呢？当然，这个是在讲敬虔的女人。
But what sort of a woman is this passage about?Of course, it is about a godly woman.
你看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
他说只有善行，这才是以自称，这两个字，自称呢，就是指他是要表明立场，我是一个属神的人，我是敬畏神的人。
What is proper for a woman who profess godliness with good works? Professing godliness means that this woman claims to be someone who fears God.
所以这边他是 make a statement, 他是在这个给人家知道她的立场是什么。
She is actually making a statement to let others know about her.
谁是敬虔的女人？
Who is a godly woman?
你可以看得出来吗？
Can you see it?
你可以把这个敬虔的女人用图画表现出来吗？
Can you paint the portrait of a godly woman?
你可不可以，如果我们在亚洲的话，很多时候我们会看，你看人呢，你会一看就知道他是中国人还是韩国人。
In Asia, we would know how to distinguish a Chinese from a Korean.
但是我们西方的朋友可能就看不出来。
But our Western friend might not know the distinguishing characters.
如果你认错人，麻烦可能很大。
If you tell someone, or if you cannot tell where someone comes from, you might get yourself into trouble.
很多马来西亚朋友，如果你把他当作是印尼人，他会生气的。
There are a lot of Malaysian friends. If you think that they are from Indonesia, they will get angry.
你把一些印度朋友当作是从这个孟加来的，他也很生气的。
If you have Indian friends whom you mistake for a Bangladeshi, they will also be very angry.
如果你把一个日本人当作韩国人，他一样很生气。
Similarly, if you think that a Japanese is Korean, he will be angry too.
你懂不懂得怎么样才认出一个香港人？
Can you distinguish a person from Hong Kong?
我告诉你怎么看出香港人。
Let me tell you how.
如果那个吃了饭之后呢，他还不离开，在那边看报纸的，在餐馆里面继续看报纸，那个就是总是那个香港人。
If you find a man who after he dines at the restaurant, but he's still not leaving yet, and he stays behind and reads his newspaper, that's from Hong Kong.
因为香港的住家很小，因为很贵很小，所以他们通常在外面用餐，然后就顺便在那边坐一整天。
Because To own a home in Hong Kong would require a lot of money, and the places are very small. So people would usually read their newspaper and do some other things after they dine at a restaurant.
你知道怎么样认出一个新加坡人吗？
And how do you know how to distinguish a Singaporean?
吃完饭给钱不给小费那个是新加坡人。
The person who after dining pays his bill but not leave a tip, that guy is a Singaporean.
因为新加坡这个我们的小费已经计算在这个他的单里面了，所以我在去美国有一次，我吃完饭之后走之后，那个服务员追了出来，哎，你还没给小费。
And the reason is because in Singapore we have a 10% service charge built into our bill. So there was once when I was in USA, after putting the bill, I left without giving a tip, and the waitress ran after me.
所以你一看就知道这个是新加坡人。
So one look and you know this guy is Singaporean.
请问大家，我们的名声重要吗？
And may I ask, is our reputation important?
以前我小的时候呢，我这不管他是什么名声，我要怎么样做就怎么样做。
When I was young, I did not care about reputation. I did as I pleased.
所以我们在圣经里面看到，他说你要自称是属神的人，是属于敬畏神的人，你应该有这种样子，这种表现。
But yet, when we look at the Bible, it says that if you profess godliness or if you profess to belong to God, you ought to actually behave in a certain way.
我们的名声可以来见证神。
Our reputation can become a testimony for God.
提摩太前书第三章七节讲到，做建筑的必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，就落在魔鬼的网罗里。
And 1 Timothy 3:7 talks about the elder who must have a good reputation with those outside the church so that he may not fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
所以我们必须要有好的名声。
So we need to have good reputation.
提摩太前书五章九节提到寡妇的时候，他说那个寡妇必须是有行善的名声。
And 1 Timothy 5:9 when it talks about widows, it mentions that a widow should have a reputation for good work.
所以她不是到处传言，不是道山做事的，而且呢，必须是有好的名声，我们教会才能够要支持她。
So this widow cannot be someone who is known for gossiping around, but she must have a reputation for good works in order for the church to support her.
出埃及记也是讲说到，我们不可以妄称耶和华的名，意思说耶和华的名字、名称，他的名誉非常重要。
Exodus 27:27 also tells us that you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. In other words, the name of God or the reputation of God is important.
请问你有什么名声？
May I ask what is your reputation?
你的名声是你是追求潮流的名声呢？
Are you reputed to be someone who is after fashion?
还是你是有一个很名有名的很追求钱财？
Or are you known for pursuing riches?
你是非常贪婪的人？
Are you someone who is involved in sexual immorality?
贪婪是 greedy.
I'm sorry, someone who is covetous.
或者是你是斤斤计较？
Or are you someone who is very calculated?
但是我们做基督徒，我们应该有一个好名声，我们是让人知道我们是跟随主的耶稣的人。
And we want to have a good reputation to let others know that we are followers of the Lord.
我们必须让人知道我们是属于天上的子民。
And we want others to know that we are citizens of heaven.
所以这段圣经告诉我们，一个属于神的人，属于天上子民的人，应该有怎么样的表现？
And this passage tells us the behavior of someone who belongs to God or someone who is a citizen of heaven.
所以这边你看到他讲到衣裳。
It talks about apparel.
你看到第二节他说他要以正派为衣裳，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
And she is adorned with respectable apparel, with modesty, self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire.
所以这就是讲外表的一些表现。
And this is talking about external behavior.
那么他这里也不但讲外表，他也讲到内在内心的一个态度。
But not only the external, but also the internal attitude.
你看第九节，他说我又怨女人要自守这两个字吗？
And verse 9 again, there must be modesty, self-control.
你看第十一节，他说因为顺服也是内在的态度。
Verse 11, submissiveness also is an inner attitude.
十五节说有爱心、有信心、有圣洁、有自守。
Verse 15, faith, love, holiness, and self-control.
这个是指内心的态度。
These are all referring to the attitudes of the inner heart.
如果你有外表没有内心，那个是假冒伪善。
If you have the external behavior that is not supported by the inner attitude, that's hypocrisy.
不但是他有外表也有内在，同时呢，他在行动上面呢，也是表现他是属神的。
So not only the external, but also with the inner attitude. And on top of that, there is actions to show that this person belongs to God.
所以这段圣经给我们看到一个敬虔女人的外表、内心，还有她的行动。
So this passage shows us that a godly woman would have the external behavior and also the attitude inside her heart plus the actions.
然后呢，我们再跟大家思想他的这个生活的应用。
And then we will also consider the application to her life.
这段圣经是保罗写信给提摩太的。
This letter was written by Paul to Timothy.
我们跟大家一起讨论过了，如果你看第一章第三节。
We have already discussed. If you look back at chapter 1 verse 3,
保罗把这个提摩太留在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。第三节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 3, Paul left Timothy at Ephesus so that he may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
所以这里我们看到保罗他说在教会里面应该怎么做呢？他说。不允许他们传异教，那么这个是指到教会里面的工作。如果你跳到第三章第十五节
，And Paul was instructing Timothy to charge or command certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, and we skip over to chapter 3 verse 15.
保罗说：“倘若我当年日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎么样行。”
In chapter 3 verse 15, Paul said, "If I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God."
所以这段圣经是告诉我们说，在教会里面一个敬虔的女人应该有怎么样的表现。
And this passage therefore tells us how a godly woman ought to behave in the church.
那么有些人认为，为什么只讲女人不讲男人？
Some people say, why just talk about women and not about men?
所以我要你读第八节。
Therefore, I want you to read verse 8.
在上一堂呢，我们已经跟大家讲了，他说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
In the last sermon, we already preached on verse 8. Paul wrote, I desire that in every place that men should pray,Lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
所以男人必须要让人家知道他是一个圣洁的，他是随处祷告的，他的名声是不愤怒的，不是整天发脾气的，而且呢是温和的，不争论的。
So godly men are to have the reputation of being holy, living holy life, and they shouldn't be quarreling or being angry, and they should be praying.
所以这段圣经是告诉我们一个敬虔的女人她应该有的表现。
So now this passage is telling us about what the godly woman should do.
你如果要画一幅图画，你会怎么样画这幅图画呢？
If you were to paint a picture or a portrait of this godly woman, what would it be like?
如果你要用一个作家，你用什么言辞，用什么词汇来形容这样的一个女人呢？
If you are an author,How would you describe this woman in words?
所以这里首先呢，让我们看第九节，他说我又怨女人，就是刚才讲的男人，现在 likewise 又怨女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
So we'll come back to verse 9. Likewise, meaning similarly, we've just talked about men. So now for the women. They should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire.
所以如果有一个女人走进来，她编头发，那么她用很多时间把她的头发装得最漂亮，让人看着一眼就看上去，那么又头发上面有很多黄金，有很多珍珠，又用最贵的衣服，你可以看出这个一定不是属于金钱的女人。
So if a woman walks in with braided hair, she spends hours braiding her hair, and is decorated with gold or pearls, and she wears costly attire, you can tell that this is not a godly woman.
这里那个字装饰 adorn.
And the word adorn.
这个字呢，就是我们讲化妆的意思 ，cosmetic 那边同一个字。
And it's the same word from which we derive the word cosmetic.
就是她把自己打扮到怎么样子。
In other words, she dresses herself up.
她打扮呢是要以编头发、以黄金、以珍珠、以贵价的衣服来彰显自己，让别人注意到她。
So this woman adorns or dresses herself up with braided hair and gold or pearls and costly attire.In order to bring attention upon herself.
我们来教会的专心是要专心注意敬拜神，不是专心注意别人。
Our focus when we come to church ought to be on worshiping God and not on other people.
那么如果有姐妹进来呢，要别人注意到她呢，这个就是已经是一个羞耻的一个行动，一个思想。
So if a sister comes in hoping to attract attention upon herself, this alone is a shameful act.
所以当我们来教会的时候，我们要以正派为衣服。
So when we come to church, we should be adorning ourselves in respectable apparel.
啊，所以我们穿着呢，有一些一看上去它是有怎么样的一个形象，有怎么样的一个作风，有怎么样的一个名誉。
So one look at the person, you can tell from the person's appearance what sort of a reputation and the actions this person has.
今天我们很多今天的人呢，男人越穿越多，那么女人越穿越少。
Today, it is ironic that the men is covering themselves as much as possible, while the women are revealing as much as possible.
所以这个是一个同样一个环境，同一个温度，同一个气候，为什么有这么大的差别呢？
In the same environment, the same weather, the same temperature, why is there such a big difference?
所以我们来教会的时候，不要带你的 Rolex 来教会。
So when we come to church, you shouldn't wear your Rolexes.
不要穿你最名贵的衣服来教会。
Don't wear your most expensive clothes.
不要在这边炫耀、宣扬或者是炫耀。
Do not come to church to boast your riches.
但是呢，当然。不是说你戴这些手表是错，或者你穿名贵的衣服是错，或者是你有珍珠是错。
Of course, it is not wrong to have such a thing as a watch, or it's not wrong to own pearls.
你看箴言里面也提到，箴言三十一章讲的是，箴言三十一章是一个最敬虔女人的一个画像。
And if you look at Proverbs 31, it is speaking of the most godly woman.
那么提到她的时候，她说她为自己制作绣花毯子，她的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
And Proverbs 31:22 says she makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple.
所以穿美衣服，这些有她的地方，不是说你穿美衣服就是犯罪。
So there is a place for fine clothing, and it doesn't mean that if you wear fine clothing, you're sinning.
但是也有一个地方呢，你可以戴装饰，戴佩戴首饰的。
And there is a place for adorning with jewelry.
好像以赛亚书六十一章，他讲到他这个新郎戴上上华的这个戴上华冠，那么新妇佩戴装饰。
It's like Isaiah 61:10. It talks about the bridegroom who decks himself with a beautiful headdress, and a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
那么在雅歌里面提到说，有一个新妇呢，她的颈项带一条金链，那么夺走了这个新郎的心。
And in Song of Solomon, it talks about the new bride who have captivated the bridegroom's heart with one jewel of your necklace.
所以金钱的女人，你可以有这些地方，有些地方你有些比较隆重的场合，去见君王啊的，去外交场合，你可以穿这些，不是穿戴这些是错的，不是错的。但是你来到教会，不要炫耀。
So it is not wrong to actually adorn oneself with such expensive things. And there are places to be done when you are actually meeting up with kings or with rulers. You ought to adorn yourselves, but there is you shouldn't be coming to church to show off your riches.
所以我们有两个极端，有些人说很极端，他穿着的要吸引人，表示他很有钱；但是又有一些人要穿得很寒酸，让人以为他很敬虔，这两个都是错。And
actually, there are two extremes. One of the extreme is someone dresses in expensive clothing, etc., just to attract attention to oneself. But there's another extreme, that someone comes in the most shabby form just to show forth his godliness. This is not right as well.
神赐万物给我们享受，我们要感谢主，但是在不同的场合有不同的需要，我们要懂得在什么场合要有怎么样的表现。God
has blessed us with all things to enjoy, and we need to learn when to use what.
所以我们在来到教会的敬虔的女人呢，必须要懂得穿着，她不是以外表，反而是以内心来得神的喜悦。
So, a godly woman, when she comes, she does not use her appearance to attract attention, but that she would use her inner attitude to please God.
所以我们第一看到女人的外表，敬虔女人的外表，第二我们看敬虔女人的内在。
So we first saw a godly woman's appearance, and now we turn to a godly woman's attitude.
你看第二章第二章第九节，他说：“我愿女人廉耻自守。”
Look at chapter 2, verse 9, that a woman should be adorned with modesty and self-control.
英文讲 modesty的意思说你要穿的比较适当，不要暴露，这个是对的。这个的原文的意思呢，是指内心这个，我们华文圣经翻译成比较准确，廉耻，就是跟羞耻有关系。
The English Bible translates this as modesty. In other words, it should be modest and not exposed. This is of course true, but it still has to do with the external. In the original Greek, which the Chinese reflected much better, it has to do with an inner attitude of shame.
所以它廉就是谦卑的，谦卑耻是羞耻，这两个字放在一起，廉耻这个礼义，廉耻非常重要。就是我们懂得在这个场合里面，我们要有这个，不要不知羞耻，吸引别人注意，应该让别人去注意专心敬拜，而不是吸引别人来注意我们。
So in the Chinese, that reflects the original Greek very well. It speaks of humility and knowing what is shameful, so that this is an inner attitude that will reflect in the external appearance.
特别的，你看到那个自守这两个字，意思说你有 self-control， 就有自制的能力。
And self-control means you are able to control yourself.
不要让人家注意你，反而是要大家注意神。
And you will not want to attract attention upon yourself, but you will want to have people or point people to focus on God.
所以我们要注意内心的一种表现。So
we want to focus on the inner attitude.
请大家打开彼得前书第三章看一看。Please
turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章，我们要从第一节看到第六节。And
we shall read 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 6.
彼得前书第三章第一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
彼得前书三章一节说：“你们做妻子的要束缚自己的丈夫，这样若有不信道理的丈夫，他们虽不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正是看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。”你注意看第三节，不要以外面的编头发。 戴金饰，穿美衣，为装饰，要以里面纯着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。你看，装饰呢不是外面，是里面。这样呢是在神面前既宝贵的，因为古时仰赖神的圣洁仆人正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主，你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，这便是杀。
1 Peter 3:1 Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectable and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening.
所以在这里你看到有一种美是内在的美。
So there is a hidden beauty.
这个第四节里面他有提到这个内在的美是怎么样美呢？是以安静温柔的心。
And verse 4 talks about the hidden person of the heart.Which has an imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以我们不要跟随世人只看着外边，但是没有注意到内在的美。
So we should not be like the world who only focus on the external but miss the internal.
姐妹，如果你有一个丈夫只爱看你的外在的美呢，你肯定有麻烦，因为你会越来越老，有一天你一天就不美了。
Sisters, if you have a husband who only focus on your external beauty, you are heading for trouble because one day when you grow older and you do not have this external beauty, then trouble is brewing.
你一定要找一个能够欣赏你内在美的人。
You must find someone who can appreciate your inner beauty.
所以这个内在你是越来越美，不是越来越衰老。
And the inner beauty will only grow more and more beautiful and not older and older.
而且这个内在的美是神所喜悦的。
And this inner beauty is what pleases God.
而且是神看为极其宝贵的。
And it is precious in God's sight.
所以一个敬虔的女人，要讨神喜悦的女人，注意内在的美，以内在的温柔跟安静的心为装饰。
So a godly woman who is concerned about the inner beauty.Would adorn herself with a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以你看我们周围，你看到有一些姐妹非常的安静，非常的温柔，非常的这个很容易就是比较愿意学习的，这个就是敬虔的女人。
So if you look around you and you find some sisters who is quiet and gentle and willing to learn.This is a godly woman.
不但是有外表有内在，现在甚至有行动。
So not only on her appearance and attitude, but now we turn to her actions.
你看第十节，他说只要善行，只要有善行，这才是以自称是敬神的女人相宜。女人要沉静学道，意味着顺服。
Back to 1 Timothy 2:10.But with what is proper for women who profess godliness, with good works, let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness.
所以在这里讲到敬虔这个字就是敬畏神的意思。
So godliness refers to fear of God.
所以这里这个女人呢，她非常敬畏神，甚至她的敬畏神呢，有实际的表现。
So here is a woman who fears God, and it is.Accompanied with good works.
所以刚才我们提到善行呢，也是提到那些教会要支持、要帮助那些在我们当中没有人帮助的寡妇呢，她也是必须要有善行的名声。
And just now, as we read 1 Timothy 5:9, even before the church is to support a widow who does not have anyone to look after her.This widow must have a reputation for good works.
所以我们看到我们当中有一些姐妹呢，静静的做很多工，其实我们很多的。
And actually, we do have a lot of sisters in our midst who is quietly serving in a lot of areas.
她默默的在为神做工。
And they are serving God quietly.
支持她的丈夫。
Supporting her husband.
带领教这个她的孩子。
And she teaches her own children.
而且在静默的，没有人知道他们不断在做很多的工作，但是神知道。
And in the background, they are actually laboring away without others' knowledge, but yet God knows.
我为这些敬虔的女人在我们教会当中感谢神。
And I thank God for these godly women in our church.
他们不但是 敬畏神，而且呢，他给其他年轻的弟兄姐妹做榜样。
Not only do they fear God, but they are setting a good example for younger brothers and sisters.
他没有出来争一口气，也没有为来争名声，反而是安安静静，这个才是真正属神的人。
They do not stand up in order to fight over certain issues or to make themselves known, and they actually are acting in quiet submission, and such is true godliness.
所以我们要为他们感谢神，我们也盼望更多的弟兄姐妹注意到这样的人是我们应该学习的。
So we need to thank God for these people, but at the same time, we should point out such good examples.For younger brothers and sisters to learn.
所以我们看到敬虔女人的外表、内在、行动。现在我们看看她的应用。
So we saw the appearance of a godly woman, her attitude and her actions, and now we talk about the application to their lives.
为什么我们讲到应用呢？
Why talk about the application?
你看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
她说：“我不许女人讲道，也不许人辖管男人，只要沉静。”
I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man, rather she is to remain quiet.
为什么突然间讲到女人讲到，突然间讲到女人管辖男人呢？
Why all of a sudden talk about a woman teaching or exercising authority over a man?
你没有注意到第十一节的上半段说我要女人沉静学道。
Notice verse 11 says, Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness.
到第二节的最后一句话，他说不许他辖管男人，要他沉静。
And in verse 11, learn quietly, and then in verse 12, to remain quiet.
所以你看到沉静，这个是表现什么呢？这个就是我们看到，这个是一个敬虔女人的表现。
So this is the appearance of a godly woman, what her manifestation of the inner attitude.
所以这里呢，给我们看到女人呢要沉静，要学到这个。保罗是告诉我们在教会应该有怎么样的反应，就说应该有怎么样的角色。
So this is actually speaking of the role of a woman in the church.
所以他说他必须要。沉浸学道，意思他要学道，他是一个学生，他不是一个老师。
To learn quietly, in other words, she is a student and not a teacher of the word.
而且呢，他是要顺服，而不是一个管理别人的人。
And submissiveness in contrast with exercising authority.
这个是大前提。
This is a huge topic.
这个是一个主题。
And this is the main theme.
所以他用这个主题怎么应用呢？应用就是女人不可以在教会里面教导男人。
So how do we apply this main theme? A woman is not to teach a man in church.
所以这边我们就看到保罗给教会有一个限制，女人的一个限制。
And so we see here that Paul applies a restriction on the role of women in the church.
你看到他说我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人。
I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man.
因为她应该是一个敬虔、一个沉静、一个学道的一个人，而不是一个在站在讲台讲道的人，是学生不是老师，她是应该顺服而不是管辖人。
Because she is to be learning quietly as a student and not a teacher. She is to be submissive and not exercising authority.
这段圣经呢，在教会里面呢，引起许多的争论。
And this passage has created quite a controversy in the church.
很多人就说，为什么不允许女人讲道？女人可以跟男人一样，她可以讲道，她可以有恩赐，为什么不允许她讲道？
And some people argue that why forbid a woman to teach?Because some women, they are gifted to teach. They should be allowed the teaching opportunity just like men.
所以很多人就引用了这个哥林多前书十一章四节。
And many people try to quote 1 Corinthians 11:4.
他讲到男人祷告或者讲道呢，若蒙童就是他的羞耻，但是女人讲道跟祷告呢，必须要蒙童。
1 Corinthians 11:4 says that every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head, but therefore women should prophesy and teach when she has her head covered.
所以那边讲到女人可以 教导可以讲道，可以祷告，为什么在哥林多这个提摩太前书说女人不可以讲道，不可以教导？
So they argue why is it that in 1 Corinthians 11 it is stated that women can pray and they can teach as long as they have their head covered. Why is it that in 1 Timothy they can't?
但是如果你仔细看的话呢，你会发现提摩太这个哥林多前书里面讲到女人讲道的时候有没有对象？
But if you actually look carefully at 1 Corinthians, is there an audience that was specified for the women?
他没有提到对象。
There was no audience specified.
所以女人可不可以教导？可以。
So can women teach? Of course they can.
圣经里面很清楚说，女人要这个老年的妇人要教导，少年的妇人要爱丈夫，要爱儿女。
The Bible is very clear that older women are to train younger women to love their husbands and children.
而且呢，以弗所书六章一节说，做儿女的要在主里听从父母，意思他有权管教他们。
And Ephesians 6:1 talks about children, obey your parents in the Lord. In other words, the mother has the authority to discipline children.
但是在提摩太前书里面很清楚讲到说，我们这个保罗说我不准。女人，他没有说不准女人教导，他是说不准女人教导男人。所以在提摩太前书已经讲出那个对象是男人，他不可以教导。
But in 1 Timothy 2, it talks about not permitted to teach a man. In other words, 1 Timothy sets the restriction that if the audience are men, then the woman cannot teach.
意思是说，女人可不可以教导？可以教导，她教导。年轻的女人教导这个孩子都可以，但是她不可以教导男人。
In other words, when you put the two passages together, can a woman teach? Certainly she can, but she can only teach younger women and children, not men.
所以这里很清楚，我们看到这段圣经呢，是保罗告诉提摩太，在神的家里知道应该怎么行，三章十五节。
And we know from 1 Timothy 3:15 that Paul wrote this for Timothy so that he may know how one ought to behave in the household of God.
所以他说在神的家里呢，在众人面前有男人坐的地方呢，在公开的场合呢，女人不可以做教导，不可以讲道。
In other words, this is for a public setting in the church when there is a congregation seated here with men in the midst. Then in such a public setting,The women are not to preach.
所以提摩太前书跟哥林多前书没有冲突。他说可以讲到吗？可以。他是这样讲，男人，他没有提到男人，但是在提摩太前书就提到是男人，他不可以向男人讲。
So when you put the two passages, 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy together, there is no contradiction. Because 1 Corinthians allows a woman to teach, but the audience is not specified. But 1 Timothy forbids a woman to teach men.So we know that a woman can teach, but not to men.
这个就好像讲方言。
This is just like the teaching on praying in tongues.
很多人说我可以有讲方言的恩赐，我就随便可以讲。主说我不可以，我给你讲方言的恩赐，但是只有要有翻译的人，你才可以讲。没有翻译的人，你不可以讲。
Some people say that I'm gifted with the gift of tongues, so I can do it anyhow I like.And as and when I like it, but yet the word of God sets a restriction that when there is no translator, you are to keep quiet.
所以他有讲这个讲方言的恩赐，但是他不可以随便讲。就好像女人有讲到的恩赐，她也不可以随便讲，她只有在神所限制的范围里面讲。
So someone who is gifted with tongues cannot do it in any fashion that he likes. There is a restriction, just as a woman who is gifted to teach.Cannot teach in any setting. There are restrictions.
但是也有人说不是的。他说，你看在《使徒行传》里面，记得吗？这个阿波罗讲道的时候，不明白圣经，所以那个百基拉跟亚基拉呢，把他带到旁边，他们教阿波罗。
And then some people quote from the book of Acts, and they argue that when Apollos was preaching.He did not know exactly what he was teaching. Then there were these two women, Priscilla and Aquila, who actually took him aside and taught him the word of God.
一个丈夫，一个妻子。
I'm sorry, it's one, the husband and wife, Priscilla and Aquila.
这个白居拉跟亚居拉，他去告诉亚波罗说他讲错了。所以你看这个Priscilla 是女人，告诉亚波罗，他是很有学问的人，告诉他说你错了，他在教他嘛。
So they say that Priscilla is a woman and she was teaching Apollos. Is that not right?
所以你会发现女人也教男人嘛。
So you realize that that's a case of a woman teaching a man.
我们也同意，是的，女人是可以教男人的。
And we agree, a woman can teach a man.
但是你没有注意到，她是在私底下教她，她没有在公开教会里面教她。
But do you realize that she was teaching Apollos in private and not in a public setting like the church?
所以我们知道圣经很清楚，使徒行传也没有跟提摩太前书有冲突。
So we realize that 1 Timothy is also not in conflict with Acts.
所以他说，如果你私底下跟他讲可以，但是就不是公开。所以这个提摩太前书呢，是在讲教会里面怎么样进行这个教会的一些工作。
So a woman can teach a man in a private setting, but coming back to 1 Timothy, you got to understand that the context has to do with how to run the church in public.
那么很多人提到，哎，你看到旧约里面有很多讲的很多女先知。
And some people also argue that in the Old Testament there were female prophets.
特别的提到的就是这个Deborah， 这个叫做什么？这个 Deborah 是叫什么？事实我知道，狄波拉。
So it's talking about they also quote.From the book of Judges about Deborah the judge.
请大家打开四世纪看一看。
If you turn to the book of Judges,
第四章
Judges chapter 4,
第四章第六节
Judges chapter 4 verse 6.
基本上我给您它的背景。
And let me give you the context.
这个四世纪是以色列人最灵性最糟糕的一段时间。
The Judges.During the time of the judges, it was the worst time of Israel's history.
在这段时间里面呢，神给狄波拉做先知，也做这个士师。
And God established Deborah as both a judge and a prophetess.
那么这个狄波拉呢，他就来到这个巴拉，告诉这个巴拉，告诉他说他要他去打仗。
And Deborah came to Barak, a man, and she told him to lead the army in war.
神要让这个敌人交在这个巴拉的手里。
God is going to deliver the enemy into Barak's hand.
你看第八节。
Look at verse 8.
巴拉就说，如果你跟我同去，我就去；如果你不跟我同去，我就不去。
Barak said to her, verse 8, If you will go with me, I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go.
那么狄波拉说，我必与你同去，只是在你所行的路上得不着荣耀，因为耶和华将西西拉交在一个妇人的手里。
Verse 9, And she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman.
所以你会发现到这段圣经，如果你仔细查考的话呢，狄波拉知道他不应该带领军队去打攻打敌人，他不是一个领导的人。
So if you look carefully at this conversation, you will realize that Deborah knew that she shouldn't be leading the army to attack the enemy.
那个将军应该是巴拉，那个领袖应该是巴拉。
The leader and the general ought to have been Barak.
但是他不肯带领，所以狄波拉跟他去。
But Barak abdicated on his leadership, and therefore Deborah went with him.
所以，但是整段圣经你会注意到，为什么神这个时候特别在第九节，他说你必不得到荣耀，因为神要将你的敌人西西拉呢交在一个妇人的手里。
And if you realize verse 9, it is emphasized that Barak will not get any glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman.
这个妇人呢，不是狄波拉。
This woman was not Deborah.
这个妇人呢，是在四章二十一节提到那个西百的妻雅意。
This woman is actually in verse 21. She is Jael, the wife of Heber.
所以你看到神为什么 用这件事情呢，他因为他说你这个男人不用做头，他让女人去，他说我就要让这个巴拉让你知道你这个是羞耻的，因为你不肯做头，我要让他栽在另外一个女人的手里。
So this is actually a form of God's judgment on Barak because he abdicated on his leadership. So God is saying to him that you will get no glory and this glory will be given to a common woman.
如果你仔细的读这段圣经呢，这个狄波拉为什么要找别人去？他自己可以去，他找别人去就是说神本来就是要一个男人带头。
So if you read this carefully, you realize that Deborah did not actually go on her own. She went to look for Barak, a man. This shows that God's will is for the man to lead.
所以在这段时间呢，其实他发现是以色列人灵性最低潮、最背叛的时候，这个狄波拉才会出现。
And this is also during the worst spiritual state of Israel, and so we have Deborah there.
所以我们不能够拿最糟糕 的情况来作为我们的榜样。
And we should not use the worst case scenario as our example.
那么另外一个拒绝这个让女人讲道的有这个证据呢，很多人就用加拉太书三章二十八节。
And there are others who quote Galatians 3:28 in support of women preaching in the church.
特别他说新约里面我们已经没有犹太人，没有这个希腊人，没有自主的，没有为人的，没有男的，没有女的，我们都在主里面合一了。
So they argue that in the New Testament there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, no male and female, we are all one in Christ.
但是你要注意到加拉太书这段圣经呢，不是在讲教会里面的次序。
But you must realize that this passage in Galatians is not about the order in the church.
它不是讲敬拜讲道 的情形。
It is not talking about the situation during worship.
它是在讲救恩。
This is about salvation.
意思说救恩临到有钱的人，也临到没有钱的人，临到了犹太人，也临到外邦人，临到男人，也临到女人。
In other words, God's saving grace is for both Jews and Greeks.And slave and free and male and female.
你不会用这句说已经没有男人没有女人，所以没有分别了，所以我们同性恋可以。
And you cannot use this passage, otherwise there are those who will say, oh, since there's no male, no female, homosexuality is acceptable.
所以这个不是当你平等的时候呢，不代表没有角色的不同。
When you are equal in status, it does not mean equal in role.
所以我们角色有不同。
So there is differences in the role.
好像哥林多前书十一章第三节说，基督是个人的头。
Just like 1 Corinthians 11:3 says that the head of every man is Christ.
男人的是女人的头。
The head of a wife is a husband.
神是基督的头。
And the head of Christ is God.
我们大家都知道，圣父、圣子、圣灵都是同等的。
And we know that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are co-equal.
但是我们也知道，我们的主耶稣必须要顺服圣父。
But we do know that our Lord Jesus is submissive to God the Father.
因为约翰五章十九节，主耶稣说：“我只凭自己不能做什么，唯有看见父做的子才能做，父所做的子也照样做。”
Because John 5:19 tells us the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise.
为什么基督要顺服圣父呢？他们都是同等吗？
Why does Christ submit to the Father since aren't they equal?
所以你看到吗？这个是角色的不同，他们扮演不同的角色。
So you realize that this is actually a difference in the role.
所以我们很清楚知道，这边讲到基督是个人的头，我们大家明白吗？
And do you all understand that Christ is the head of every man?
所以他是我们的头，所以我们顺服他，对不对？
Because he is our head, therefore we submit to him.
那么神是基督的头，大家明白吗？
Can everybody understand that God is the head of Christ?
大家都明白神是圣父是基督的头，就是他有权柄。
And we all understand that God the Father is the head of Christ. In other words, He has the authority.
像男人是女人的头，大家明白不明白？
Can you then turn to the husband being the head of the wife? Do you understand? Then people say no.
所以你看到这个是偏见。
This is to be biased.
我们要告诉大家。圣经很清楚告诉我们，男人必须要做头。
And we want to tell you that it is very clearly taught in the Bible that the man must be the head.
不是女人比男人逊色。
It is not because the woman is inferior.
不是没有平等。
It is not that they are not equal.
因为是神的旨意。
But this is God's will.
现在今天我们的问题不是女人要做头。
The problem today is not that women want to be the head.
不但是女人要做头，那男人又不肯做头，这个就是两个都一起违背神。
Today, the problem is not one-sided. The woman wants to be head, that's only part of the problem. The other half of the problem is the men do not want to be head. And both of them together disobey God's will.
所以两个都犯罪。
So both are sinning.
所以这段圣经呢，其实在讲的就是很清楚说，他不许女人讲道，所以我们教会支持这个很清楚，根本没有跟其他的经文有冲突。
So this passage in 1 Timothy forbids a woman to teach in church, and we believe this in our church, and there is no conflict with other passages.
有些人用这段，他说女人是指妻子，不是指一切的女人。
Some people say that oh, the woman here is referring only to wives and not to all women.
但是如果你看上下文，他说在教会的次序，教会的敬拜的情形。
But if you look at the context, it's talking about worship in the church.
它不应该成为把它变成是家里丈夫跟妻子的关系。
So it should not be spoken of as the relationship in the home between husband and wife.
像有些人说，这里讲的是说女人有一些女人是要abuse power， 意思说她要用这个用压制男人的口气。指正男人，只要他温顺一点就可以讲道。
And then some people try to argue that these are referring to abusive women who is trying to usurp the authority. But as long as they are more submissive and gentle, then it is okay.
但是我们也知道，很多这个解经家已经看出来，这个字呢，这个讲到这个 authority， 这个辖管男人呢是没有坏的这个意思，是指真正的应该有，就是说有的权柄。
But many Bible scholars have already shown that the word authority is neutral. It is not referring to abuse.
所以这边他为什么主在这里讲到说很清楚，他说不准女人讲道，不准女人有对男人有权柄呢
？So why is it then？That the Bible makes it so clear that the woman is not to teach the man.
让我们来看他的理由。
Let us look at the reasons.
第一的理由就是刚才我们看的，因为这两个字就告诉我们，不是文化，不是当时的情形。就算是有文化，有当时有特殊的情形，保罗也是说，是因为创造的次序，使到我们必须要遵从。
So this is not cultural.Nor is it just historical that only applies to that time, because Paul quotes from Genesis and talk about the order of creation.
他说：“你看到先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。”
For Adam was formed first.
次序重要吗？
Is the order important?
对犹太人来说，次序非常重要。
For the Jews, the order is important.
因为首生的这个是代表他有权柄，他有代表父神的意思。
Because the firstborn has authority and he represents God.
首生呢，他可以承受双倍的产业。
The firstborn would receive a double inheritance.
但是同时他有这个责任带领其他的弟兄。
But at the same time, he has the responsibility to lead the family.
所以保罗说，我不准女人向男人讲道，因为男人是先造，女人是后造。
So when Paul says that I forbid a woman to teach, and he gives the reason that Adam was created first.
同时呢，我们也从哥林多前书十五章第八节看到，他说起初男人不是由女人而出，女人是由男人而出。
And 1 Corinthians 11:8 also tells us that man was not made from woman, but woman from man.
女人是从男人的这个身体造出来的。
The woman was formed from part of the man's body.
同时呢，我们在哥林多前书十一章九节是看到，男人不是为女人而造，女人是为男人而造，这是神的话。
And God's word says in 1 Corinthians 11:9, neither was man created for woman, but woman for man.
而且我们看到，在圣经里面常常讲到说，罪从一人进入世界，那么这个人字呢，在接下来两节他们提到，这个人就是指亚当。
And Romans 5:12 tells us that sin came into the world through one man, and as we read later, that one man was referring to Adam.
但是如果你熟悉圣经呢，你一定会说，不是我们男人，是女人先犯罪的。
But if you are familiar with the Bible, you will argue that it wasn't the man who first sinned, it was Eve.
所以，但是圣经里面常常都是以男人当头说，在亚当里，众人都死了，众人都犯罪了。
But yet the Bible often uses Adam as the head to represent all men, for as in Adam all dies.
圣经里面从来没有说从女是在女人或者从这个夏娃里，众人都死了。
The Bible has never ever said that everyone has died because of Eve.
所以这里很清楚，男人必须在神的计划里面必须做头。
So it is clear that in God's plan, the man should be the head.
不是男人比女人好。
It's not that the man is better than.
不是男人比女人敬虔。
It's not because the man is more godly.
不是男人比女人聪明。
It's not because men are more intelligent.
是神的旨意。
This is just God's will.
所以我们必须要男人站起来顺服神，而不是让女人站起来在台上讲道。
So what we need is that the men stand up and obey God rather than to allow women to stand up and teach.
其实如果你看旧约圣经，你很清楚。
If you look at the Old Testament, it is very clear too.
你看到神创造的次序的时候呢，我们看到神先造亚当，后造夏娃。
And if you look at the order of creation, God created Adam first, then Eve.
神把那个不可吃树上果子的这个命令是给男还是女呢？是给男的，不是给女的。
And the command not to eat of the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil was given not to the woman but to the man.
我们在外面做事，我们当过兵，我们在军队里面，我们知道那个命令应该是从上头来的，主不会给亚当这个夏娃的命令，然后亚当是头才发现。他一定是给他的头，然后传下来。
And those who have served in the military will know that when a command is given, it is given from top down. It is not given to someone in the who is of a lower rank, and that command is then passed to the greater rank.
而且呢，只有当夏娃当亚当也犯罪之后，人类才会跌入罪里面。
And even though Eve was the first person who ate the fruit, but it was only because Adam ate the fruit that mankind fell into sin.
当他在创世纪第三章那边，第二章那边，我们已经看到是亚当为夏娃取名，不是夏娃为亚当取名。
And we also saw in Genesis chapter 2 that it was Adam who named the woman Eve, not the other way around.
谁可以给你的孩子取名啊？
Who names your children?
你父母吗？不是我吗？
Parents name their children, not me.
你有这个权柄，我没有这个权柄吗？
Because you have the authority, not me.
所以亚当为夏娃取名，不但是取名，而且取两次，为他取两个名字。
And Adam named his wife not just once, but twice.
第一个叫做女人。
First time he called her woman.
第二个叫做夏娃。
Second time he called her Eve.
所以我们看到种种，这是神的计划里面，男人必须要做头。
So we can see that in God's plan and His will, the man is to be the leader.
所以为什么女人不可以讲道呢？不可以向男人讲道呢
？So why is it that a woman is not allowed to teach a man?
因为第十三节说，因为是神的创造的次序，这个是正面的教导。
So verse 13 gives the positive teaching that because Eve was formed later.
那么第二个是从负面的教导，是因为你看呢，亚当没有被引诱，而是夏娃被引诱。
And from the negative side, verse 14, Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived.
所以你看到这个结果，就是你为什么女人先犯罪呢？因为这个就是看到女人不愿意顺从她的丈夫，不愿意顺从男人，结果才会出现这个问题。
And why was the woman deceived? Is because she did not submit to her husband.
所以这个是在神的创造计划里面，是因为这样，他因为这样，他就跌入罪里面。
And in God's creation, when He created it that way, the woman is supposed to submit to the husband, but when she didn't, she fell into sin and was deceived.
就因为这样，你在创世纪第三章十七节，他对亚当说：“因为你听了妻子的话，吃了我不吩咐你不可吃的果子，所以你要受咒诅。”
And Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, God told Adam, "It's because you did not listen to me, but you listened to your wife." Verse 17, "That's why you will be cursed."
所以他对夏娃说呢，因为你不听我的话，所以你要在罪中，在这个痛苦当中呢，把孩子带出来。
And to Eve, he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing because you did not listen to me.
这边讲到他是要这个大大的加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产必多受苦楚。
And God said to the woman, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth.
他的意思不只是说生产之苦，而且是在带领引导这个孩子的时候要受很多的苦，因为他面对罪的这个审判。
And this is a judgment on sin. The curse is not only about labor pains, but it is also about the pain that the mothers will go through by rearing the children.
我们当中有很多父母亲有刚刚出生的婴孩。
And in our midst, there are many parents with newborn babes.
你看他刚刚出生的时候非常可爱，对不对？
And you look at your child, and he or she is a newborn, is very cute.
啊，他看起来好像天使一般。
And he or she is just like an angel.
好像他看过天使。
But have you ever seen an angel?
啊，他说先，但是我们，你他这个，但是你在这个婴孩呢，慢慢长大的时候，他的罪性就长出来。
But as the baby grows, the sin will start to manifest.
当他的罪长出来的父母就要面对他的罪，特别是母亲常常面对孩子的罪，他的心就会像被刀所刺。
And as the child grows older, the manifestation of sin will appear, and mothers who often are actually facing the children will always have a knife cut through their hearts.
如果我们当中有一些父母亲，你的孩子长大的时候已经大了，然后你就知道你为他的孩子哭了多少泪。
And if your children are already grown up, the mothers will know how much tears you have shed for your children.
孩子说谎，孩子欺骗，孩子做很多事情都伤了父母亲的心。
When the children lie and they are full of deceit, etc., all this sin actually breaks the parents' heart.
特别是妈妈的心。
And especially the mother's heart.
因为妈妈在家里照顾孩子，成天面对他的时候呢，看到他特别爱他，也特别受到伤害。
Because the mother stays at home most of the time and is looking after the children, so the mother is the one who is most hurt.
是的，我们做父亲，我们也爱孩子。
Yes, we as fathers love our children.
但是我们的爱不像母亲的爱。
But our love cannot surpass the mother's love.
啊，我知道我去哪里接我的孩子，我是去医院接我的孩子。
And I know that I actually went to the hospital to fetch my child.
你问我的太太，她的孩子从我的肚子来，去哪里来？
And if you ask my wife, where did the child come from? Not the hospital, it's from my tummy.
所以她知道这个生产的痛苦，而且她养她长大的时候知道她的痛苦。
So she knows the pain of labor, and she also knows the pain of child rearing.
所以我们在这边看到保罗给我们那个限制不。而且给我们给他的理由。
So we see that Paul gave a restriction and also the reasons.
让我们来看看他的，像这个母亲呢，在养大孩子的时候，经过这些痛苦，怎么样能够改变过来呢？
So we can also see that Paul gave the rectification, which is how the mothers can rectify this in child rearing.
你看第十五节。
Look at verse 15.
他说：“女人若长存信心、爱心。”圣洁之手就必在生产上得救。
Verse 15, yet she will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control.
这里不是说他要有这个在你要生产孩子他就能够得救，不是指救恩。
This is not referring to salvation. It is not saying that mothers who give birth to children will be saved.
是指说他带孩子的时候，孩子的最终这个罪还对孩子的罪，如果他带领这个孩子用信心、用爱心、用圣洁之手来带领他，使得他能够信主，他能够走在主的道路当中，他就从这个困难、这个罪中被拯救出来。意思是说，他就减少这个罪所带来的痛苦。
What it is referring to is that when the mothers.When they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control during the growing up years of the child, when they do this to help the children come to saving knowledge, then the mother would actually cut down on this, the pains of this curse.
因为她 这个孩子将他长大的时候呢，他有主的话语来带领他，他如果信主有圣灵来带领他，他必须在信心上、爱心上、至圣洁上面能够学习的话呢，他就减少对母亲的伤害。
Because when the child grows up to know God's word and fear God and become a believer, then it will cut down on the hurt of the mother.
所以这段圣经告诉我们，作为一个母亲呢，她最重要的就是她的家庭，她的孩子。
And this passage tells us that the mother's most important role is in the family and with her children.
没有多少的金钱，没有多少的成功能够换取你孩子的救恩，你孩子的生命。
There is no amount of money in the world that can be used in exchange of your child's life and salvation.
所以这个就是我们看到金钱女人应该有的生活应用。
And we see the application of this truth in a godly woman's life.
所以这段圣经给我们看到金钱女人应该有的外表。
So we can see a godly woman's appearance.
不要以编头发，不要以黄金，不要以贵重的衣服，而是要注意内心，是从内心的安静，这个温柔的心，这个顺服的心。
Do not be adorned with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire.But be adorned by this inner attitude of quiet submission, self-control, modesty.
而且以行善为他的这个他的出名了行善。
And there must be a reputation for good works, which actually proves her actions.
所以在这个大前提下，这个主题下呢，看到怎么应用在教会里面呢？女人在教会应该学习要沉静，而不是带领的位置。
How do we apply this main theme in the life of a woman? She is not to be teaching in the public church setting.
而是要以她家庭为主，用谦卑温柔的心带领她的家庭。
But she is to focus on her own family and to teach the children in faith and love and holiness.
所以在座的妈妈们，你愿意做这件事情吗？
So the mothers.Sitting amongst us, are you willing to do this?
我们当中的弟姐妹们，你愿意成为敬虔的女人吗？
Our sisters in our midst, are you willing to become godly women?
你愿意顺服神的带领，听从神的教导，做神完成神的工作吗？
Are you willing to submit to God's leadership and to listen to His word and complete the work that He has given you?
我们当中的弟兄，你愿意不愿意带领你的家庭？
And the brothers in our midst, are you willing to lead your family?
带领他们来信主，带领他们来过敬虔的生活。
To lead them to Christ and to lead them in godliness.
在我们当中年轻的弟兄，你还没有女朋友，还没有妻子的话，你就懂得怎么样寻找一个敬虔的女人。
And brothers in our midst, if you are not yet married, you can use this passage to look for a godly woman.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray and ask that you will help us to understand your word and to be able to apply it properly so that we will not be guilty of firstly twisting your word and secondly guilty of disobeying your word. We pray for the women amongst us that their appearance, their attitude, their actions and the application of your word in their lives will all be in accordance to your word so that they will become godly women. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
让我们来唱210首信靠顺服。
Let's sing song 210 from Hymns of Praise, Trust and Obey.